Thank you, Andrea. I'll be so happy. I'm going to be so, so happy. I forgot to mention, the other thing we're going to start is we're not going to worry about the 30-minute time limit, all right? So come in, buckled in on June 6th. Look out, all right? I've got like 15 months of sermons lined up, so it could be bad news for you. That may not be the Sunday you want to come back. I don't know. We may want to see. So, I mean, it's just sometimes you just got to be honest. I mean, you got to be honest when you read the scripture. Did you hear that in verse 10 where Jesus says about the disciples, he says, I am glorified in them. Really? Really? You think he'd be embarrassed by them? Has he been not paying attention? Has he not seen them? He's out there. They are the clueless God. Glorified in them. But then you get to verse 11. You get to verse 11, and you all go to camp. You ever sing the song, We Are One in the Spirit? Remember how that you'd go? We are one in the Spirit. We are one. Remember how that goes? And we just talk about that, walking hand in hand and working side by side, guarding each one's dignity, saving, and what? And they'll know we are Christians by our love. That's what Jesus is saying. We're all one, and people are going to know who we are, not because we don't make mistakes, but because of God's love. Because of God's love. Jesus doesn't pray that we get stronger. He doesn't pray that we get smarter or richer or pass the history test. He doesn't pray that we get to be pretty or any of those other things. He prays that we are one, that we will be one. We were made to be in community. That's what we... You read the story of creation. Go back to Genesis chapter 1. You've read it before. You know how it goes. God creates the sun. What does he say? It's good. Sees the moon. It's good. Sees the rocks. It's good. I don't know how you have a bad rock, but the rocks are good. The plants are good. The animals are good. And you come winding up to the climax, and towards the end of chapter 1, he creates male and female. He created them, and he said they were very good. Not just good, very good. He puts that, he didn't put that on with the elephants. He put that on for us. We are very good. And 18 verses later, in chapter 2, verse 18, God says, it's not good. He says, it's not good. He says, it's not good for man to be alone. This is before the fall. They haven't eaten the apple. Ain't been no talking snake yet. None of that happens till chapter 3. This is still in chapter 2, verse 18. God looks at man, he says, this is not good. Now, up until then, if you've read the scripture, if you know the story, Adam and God just walking through the garden. You know the song, my mom's favorite song, come to the garden alone, and they walking and talking and just having a great time. And God says, this isn't good. And it's not because Adam's not loved. He's being loved by God. God loves him to the core, created him. But he's saying, there's something missing. This isn't enough. This isn't what they're made for. We need to do something. And he says what? I will make a helper. I will make a helper that they may be one. We are made to be in community. We are not made to just have us and God moments. Just that's all. That's what Adam had. Just him and God. How many times you ever pray? Could it just be me and you, God? Could it just be? I would be such a better Christian. I would be such a better Christian if I didn't have other people around me. I would just, you know, but no, that's not. We are called to be in creation. We are called to be in community. It's not just about me and God moments. That's not what we were created for. That's not what we're called for. That's not what we are empowered for. Jesus prays for us to go out into the world. Go out there. Go out there. He doesn't pray that they withdraw from the world because the world is a mean and nasty, terrible place. He prays, I need you to go into the world because it is a mean and nasty place. And if it's ever going to change, the only way it's going to change if you bring my presence out into that mean, nasty place. That's how change occurs, not by withdrawing, but by engaging, involving. He doesn't give them a magic cape. He doesn't give them a little secret decoder ring. He doesn't give them superpowers. He doesn't give them a little rhyme for a crisis time. He doesn't warn them to withdraw. He prays that they would be engaged. It's not run and hide. It's go and find. Find the hurting. Find the lost. Find the wounded. Find the frightened. Find the angry. Did you see? I don't know if, because I know we're all parking out front now, but if you go down by the dumpster, there has now been for a couple of weeks a banner. I didn't put it there. As far as I know, no one from the church put it there. There is a banner hanging on the fence. It says, "You are loved. The light of Jesus Christ." I don't know who put it there. It's a beautiful man. Got little hearts on it. You know it wasn't me because it's artistic. I mean, we are to take the love of Jesus out into the world. It's our willingness to be in a relationship. We go into the world because that's what Jesus did. That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't set up some retreat center. We're not called to withdraw. We're called to engage, to invite people into that relationship that we know that Jesus is the light, that Jesus is God's Son, that we have experienced God's love and grace through Jesus. A life of discipleship is not about waiting till we die and we get to go to heaven. It's about a grace-soaked, spirit-filled life here and now and inviting others to share in that kind of life. Some Christians are mistaken when they say, "Oh, this is not my home. I don't belong here." Really, read the Bible. God created the world, and God created you, and God put you here. He don't want you yet. You don't get to go. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be engaged. And you're not engaged because it's an evil place. You're engaged because God loves it. The first scripture almost anybody ever memorizes is what? "For God so loved the world." He doesn't hate the world. He doesn't want to have the world go to hell. He wants to save the world. He loves the world. This is God's creation. He wants us to be agents of redemption, to be able to go out and say, "That's my territory. I need you to reclaim it in my name, in my love, and in my grace." That's your assignment. That's your mission. That's what you've got to do. We are called to be agents to go out into that mission. We're not called to scold the world. We're called to save the world through God's love, through God's grace. We don't tell the story. We live the story. The story is told a little girl in a room in a big old thunderstorm. You know how it goes down here. We're coming into the rainy season, and you know how that goes. The bright lightning, the harsh thunder, all of that is going on. It just boom, boom, and it's the nighttime. You know, when you're a little kid, nighttime makes everything scarier. And so she is scared. She got the covers all the way up to her chin, and she's just saying, "Oh, be with me, Jesus, be with me, Jesus," because, you know, that's what she was taught to pray. "Be with me, Jesus." And there's this loud clap of thunder, seriously, rattles the glass, rattles the dishes, and she's out of that bed, and you know where she goes, right? And she takes a flying leap into her parents' bed, all right? She's like, "Oh, my," you know, and, of course, the parents, you know, do what parents do, which is, this is an opportunity to teach them. "Now, what are you so afraid of? God makes the thunder. God makes the lightning. God makes the rain. You're okay. You're okay. God's not going to let anything happen to you. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. Don't worry about it. God is with you." And she says, "But I need somebody with skin on." She needs the comfort that only her parents can bring to her. She needs somebody with skin on. And right now, that's what Jesus was. Jesus was God with skin on. Emmanuel, he's God with skin on. That's what the world needs. They need that presence of God, that presence of God's love, that presence of God's grace. They need somebody like you with skin on. That's the only qualification you have to have. Did you put your skin on today? You're set. You're set. You listen to what Jesus prayed for. Pray that they're one. If they're one and the world sees that love, the world will be changed by that love. Go out into the world and share my love. You know the story. Guy falls into a hole, and he's stuck in the hole, and he can't get out, and that, you know, people coming by, oh, you shouldn't have fallen in the hole. You know how that story goes. Remember how it is? And he gets scolded, and he gets judged, and he gets condemned, and he, oh, I'll pray for you, but he's still in the dang hole. Until what? Until his friend comes by, and his friend sees him in the hole. And he jumps down in the hole with him. And he says, why'd you do that for? Now we're both stuck in the hole. And what does he say? I've been here before. And I know the way out. That's what we are. We're not superior to the world. We're the same as the world. Willing to jump into those who are stuck in ditches of remorse and stuck in ditches of guilt or shame, stuck in ditches of judgment. We're able to walk with them, lead them to a better place, lead them to a life filled with God's grace, remind them of God's love and of God's presence, to be somebody with skin on that can bring comfort, that can bring guidance. We have been through 15 months of a pandemic that no one ever thought it was going to be like that. And a lot of people would have said, well, what happened to the church? The church, we were given an opportunity to be reminded that the church is not a building. The church has never been a building. The church has always been about people like you, disciples, willing to be the living, breathing, loving body of Christ. And you go out to where people are hurting, and you go out to where people are lost, and you even go out to those who are angry. We go out to people who aren't like us at all, who may not even like us. And we go out there and we share good news, we share love, we share hope. It's what we do. Life is too short, and God is too good. And the kingdom is too important for us not to do what Jesus prays that we will do. Go out into the world. Be God's presence with skin on, giving hope, giving grace, giving love. Amen.